Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear friends and beloved brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, how awesome would it have been to have had a chance to be Abraham in our passage today? Abraham encountered the Lord himself, and our passage records his wonderful reaction. Abraham responded to being in the presence of the Lord with overwhelming joy and excitement, and he was willing to do anything to show his happiness. This was indeed in stark contrast to the world's reaction to the Lord, as seen recently on Good Friday. As Scripture repeatedly tells us, the world hates and rejects Christ, but Abraham was a child of God. Abraham loved the Lord, and his reaction was to treat Jesus just the same way a humble servant would treat his master. Abraham encountered Christ, and his response of love was to serve his Lord. It was no doubt an exciting time for Abraham. Our text tells us that he was resting at the door of his tent in the heat of the day, and it was entirely possible that he was still pondering over the joyous events that had taken place in Genesis 17. God had just reaffirmed his covenant with Abraham by establishing the covenant of circumcision. God reminded Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, in fact, changing his identity from Abram to Abraham, the father of many. God reminded Abraham of that everlasting covenant that he had established with him, and God had promised Abraham that he and Sarah would very soon be blessed with the son that he had desired for so long, and that God's covenant would continue through Isaac. Abraham indeed had much to be thankful for, so when given the opportunity, he gladly served his Lord. Well, then that opportunity came. Abraham was in the presence of the Lord, and he was pleased to wash his feet and the feet of his fellow travelers. He was pleased to have a wonderful meal prepared for the travelers. He had Sarah make more cakes of bread than they could possibly begin to think of eating. He had his servants butcher a choice calf to use to prepare a meal, giving them the very best he had to offer. He gladly set the meal in front of his guests, and rather than sitting down and eating with them, he stood by them, ready to tend to their every need. Abraham's hospitality to the Lord and his companions was a little over the top, but he went to excess to ensure that his travelers, his guests, his Lord, was cared for. Abraham's trust was in his Lord. Abraham loved his Lord. And Abraham gladly served his Lord. Now here today we read this passage, and maybe we're a little bit envious. We too would long to see our Lord face to face. We would love to have the privilege and honor of washing the feet of Jesus. We would be glad to stand by and wait on Jesus hand and foot and to be at his beckoning call. If we had that same opportunity, we would rejoice and jump at the chance to serve our Lord. If only we could get that chance. Well, the wonderful thing about the Old Testament is that it's not just a collection of accounts that happened a long, long time ago and has nothing to do with us today, but rather, every single verse in the Old Testament applies to you and to me today in 2010. Everything that happened to Abraham has everything to do with you. Our text today has everything to do with you. Abraham loved to serve his Lord, but you see, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob is also the God of you. That covenant that God established with Abraham also includes you. That very same God that came to Abraham comes to you. You do get to encounter your Lord Jesus regularly. He comes to you in His Word. Each and every day, here at 10 a.m. at Cramer Chapel, you encounter your Lord. Every divine service where the Lord's Supper is celebrated, you encounter your Lord. Every time you're in His Word in your personal devotional time, you encounter your Lord. You are encountering the Lord this very minute. He is here. Right now. And once even more, your baptism has united you with your Lord in the most intimate of ways. He is in you and you are in Him every single moment of your life. Jesus is not some detached, dogmatic reality that drifts in and out of your life, but rather, He is at the heart and the center and is the very anchor of your life and is at the center of everything that you do. You do encounter your Lord the same way Abraham did. Now, if only you could get that same chance as Abraham to serve your Lord. Now, maybe you're not washing the feet of Jesus today, and maybe you're not preparing to serve a meal to Him, but make no mistake about it, you are serving your Lord the very same way Abraham did. Consider why you're even here. You are being prepared and equipped by the Lord Himself through the faculty in this institution to serve Him in a very blessed way. Some of you will rejoice here in a couple of weeks as your brothers and sisters, your classmates, will receive calls or assignments to go out. And no doubt you will dream of that day that you too will go and serve your Lord. Some of you are looking at that day 2 weeks from now where you will be going out as a vicar or a deaconess intern, and you'll be going out to learn and to serve your Lord. There are sisters in Christ who will be placed as commissioned deaconesses, and there they will joyously serve their Lord. And likewise, the time is coming very, very quickly when many of you brothers will go to that place where the Lord will send you, and there you will tend His flock. You will feed His sheep. You will be fishers of men. You will give His gifts to His children, and you will serve your Lord. Just as Abraham served Him at that time by tending to Him physically, you will serve Him by tending to the needs of His children in His stead and by His command. Rejoice in the papers and the lectures and the readings and the exams, because God's kingdom will be blessed mightily through you. You are His, and He will never forsake you, and He is with you always unto the very end of the age. So rejoice in Christ and go gladly serve your Lord. Thanks be to God.